It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen. Man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Like I said, I call my O-lineman the Avengers.
Okay. When we come back, we'll add to our Avengers. Bucky is a good call for Matt Bowen. Because super soldier, right?
Yeah.
You know?
So why Bucky and not Captain America?
Because Matt's a little grimier.
Okay.
He's a grimier guy.
Right.
I mean, he played for Greg Williams. So
yeah. So that's a very good answer.
That could be his years in Hydra.
Kill the head, the body will die. We want his head sideways.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love it when we get a chance to talk with Matt Bowen about football. And I know that he's been watching a ton of tape on that incredible game that was played between the Bears and the 49ers. So we're going to talk to him about that. This segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath, Acura, and Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. When you watch that game, Matt, when you watch the prolific offenses that we saw on both sides, what stood out to you?
Well, I think it's the combination of offensive play caller, Ben Johnson, Kyle Shanahan, and the ability of the quarterbacks to execute the scheme. Right now, obviously, Caleb did make some plays outside of structure, and so did Brock Purdy. We saw it with both quarterbacks. But really, their ability to throw with timing, throw with rhythm, execute the scheme. And how many scheme throws did we see in that game that led to big plays down the field? Like, I did just start with, I put this on social media yesterday with Brock Purdy, what he did in the middle of the field. And Lawrence, you and I talked about this last week on the show. If you're going to limit Kyle Shanahan, especially if you play zone coverage, you have to close those middle of the field windows. And middle of the field throws, so that means the ball between the numbers, right? Purdy was 17 of 22 for 230 yards. That's where they go with the football. And the Bears really struggled in those situations.
I'm laughing at the numbers, Matt. I'm sorry. Keep going. That's ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And look, Spiegs against zone. He was 15 of 18 passing. So they had answers. They had answers for Dennis Allen. They did play a lot of zone in that football game. Not that they didn't play man coverage as well. They did. But Kyle Shanahan, historically, when you watch his offenses, a lot of misdirection, a lot of pre- and post-snap movement, a lot of play action, and the ball goes between the numbers. That's what they want to throw because it gives the quarterback a stronger sense of rhythm. Go late in the game, the touchdown throw to Jennings. All that is, guys, is a simple high-low read. You have a tight end run a sit route to hold Edwards, right? He's the middle linebacker. You force him to sit and slow his feet, and you run the in-breaker behind him. That's where the window is. That ball is thrown on time. It was an upfield shoulder to throw, so there's location with this throw also. And then it's a situation of beating safety one-on-one in the open field. You know, from the Bears' perspective, look at the touchdown throw to Burden. That is, that route's been around forever. I call it cross-country dagger. And what it is a deep over or a deep post to clear or hold the safety. You have the in-breaker behind it. Now, Ben Johnson added the tight end underneath to try to hold the backside safety, but that's an alert for Caleb Williams. the way I was taught to read the route is you throw the deep in breaker, right? You want to clear and replace. But when you have the alert over the top and you have the arm talent of Caleb Williams, you take your shot down the field. And really, I thought both quarterbacks put on a show. You're a Sunday night game in front of a national audience. They put on a show. Defensively, neither team did.
Love hearing you talk about Caleb doing some of the things that you saw. Because you're talking about stuff in structure, you're talking about stuff to create big plays down the field. Some of the things we've been waiting for him to do, he stayed in the pocket and took a hit on that Burden touchdown as well. So tell us more about what you saw from Caleb. Like, did you see runner's balls? Did you see, you know, there was some inaccuracy, but there was a lot of, there was a lot of accuracy. There was a lot of good balls in that game from him.
There was, and I don't know how you can watch Caleb Williams right now and not see that he's developing. I mean, everyone has to see it, right? So if you don't see that, then you just don't want to believe it, because he is being coached right now. Go back to the tape of the games earlier in the season and watch him compared to now. He is a different player. He is growing. He is showing that developmental arc at the position. If you were writing a scouting report on Caleb Williams, you'd say the arrow is pointing up, because he's improving every week. And that doesn't mean he's going to be perfect. He's still going to have misses. He had a couple misses in that game. There's still mechanical issues he can get stronger at. But there's no question he is developing, and that's because of the coach you hired. Because I'll tell you what, I don't know who watched the Lions game on Christmas, but you can't tell me that Jared Goff is an impact but not having Ben Johnson there anymore.
It's true.
Very easy to see.
And when we're,
you know, and I think – go ahead, Lawrence.
And I think we're going to see it, you know, this week, and I expect them to play hard. Like, that is something I still expect the Lions to do coming into this game. But I was hoping you can go more in depth on something that you said earlier, like the idea of when you see like a too high coverage, you can go, oh yeah, like the middle is going to be vacated. There's your throw. But because Caleb's got this crazy arm talent, it opens up a little bit more on that play. What does it do for the playbook when you now know that there is a quarterback that can make some throws that other quarterbacks can't?
It opens up every level of the field. That's what it does. It opens up every level of the field, like it does for Mahomes, like it does for Josh Allen, like it does for Justin Herbert. Because those are the quarterbacks he's compared to now in terms of arm talent or arm strength. I think he's in that grouping. You can't watch the tape right now, watch the game, and not agree to that, that his arm is different and he can make any throw you want him to make. So what that does from an offensive play caller perspective is he can be more aggressive down the field. You know that late in the down, he can still make those plays. Not every quarterback can do that, especially with Caleb. He could do it on the move as well. So it opens up a lot of things from a play calling perspective and also from a playmaking perspective. Now flip that over, Lawrence, to a defensive coach's mentality and how you have to coach differently at times. Maybe you have to start a cover two at 18 yards instead of 15 yards. And you have to know that when he gets outside of the pocket, the play is not over. It's just starting from a defensive mentality. So now you have to plaster down the field and adjust your coverage. Puts a lot of stress on the top of your defense.
Matt, I wonder if you personally enjoy football games like that. Like, I know you like the X's and O's, but
that the defensive guy is cringing as he's watching all this go on.
The guy who loves to see high level defensive execution and some good tackle. Do you enjoy watching a game like that?
I do. I'll give you an example. Everyone watched football this past weekend. Would you rather watch Bears Niners or what you saw with Pittsburgh and Cleveland?
Yeah. It's a no brainer. It's a no brainer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously the execution on offense is very poor in that Pittsburgh game. But do I like to see more defense? Sure. But look, even as poorly as the Bears played at times on defense, and look, I'll tell you right now, they did not tackle well, especially in the secondary. That needs to be addressed. If I'm Dennis Allen this week, we need to talk about angles to the football and tackling, because it wasn't good enough. But they made a splash play to start the football game.
But
you know, look how that defense can still take the ball away and make high-impact plays. There's no question they have to get better, because when you get into January football, you're not going to be able to give up 42.
All right, so tell us more about what they didn't do well, because they needed another turnover or two to win a game. They win a game like that. And Byard after the game said we didn't do some individual things well. You just kind of referred to it, but what did you see not happening by those players?
Okay, the first is in the secondary cutting off the ball. So I always use the term cutoff angle. And we've talked about this before. They have to set an edge to your defense every time. And, you know, normally when you think about setting an edge, everyone thinks about the defensive ends, right? Well, that's the interior edge. You have to set a perimeter edge also. And you look at some of McCaffrey's plays in that game, one of his explosive runs, it's because the corner didn't come down to set the edge. Took a poor angle to the football. You can never allow the ball to get outside you. It sounds very basic, right? It sounds like we're talking about junior high football, but that's what it is. Down the goal line, when you have, and I see this too often in the NFL, it's really starting to bother me right now. When you're a corner and you are unblocked, and I use the term a crack block, right? When they crack inside and are a safety or a linebacker, you have to replace as a corner. Now you have to set the edge. But corners take this downhill outside angle instead of a 45-degree angle. When you take that outside angle, one, you're giving up one for one versus the lead block. You're giving up one for one. That's a minus because you're not defeating the block. But also you're expanding the running lane. I see it every Sunday. I mean, it really bothers me because you have to teach that if you're a secondary coach, to squeeze or restrict that running lane. Yes, you can't cut block anymore, cut tackle versus the lead blocker, but I never would ever teach that anyways because you're giving up one for one. You can still play with leverage. You can still get your pads down and restrict that running lane, and you get better at that. And also, at the second level, it's hard against Kyle Shanahan, guys. There's so much pre- and post-snap movement, and it forces some hesitation. You don't see second-level linebackers and safeties playing at the same speed because there is so much to process against that offense. And look, we can say the same thing against with Ben Johnson's offense. Go back to the Philly game, what they did. We saw the same result.
When we look at the Bears' defense and trying to figure out ways to help them, how much do you put on the Bears' defense versus what Kyle Shanahan did to them? Because I'm in trying to figure out what I'm more encouraged or discouraged by.
Well, I think you have to understand that Kyle.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Kyle Shanahan's going to win some plays every week, right? You have to understand that as a defensive coach. But can you get the same amount of wins, or can you get a couple more wins to even it out? And I think that's what you have to do if you're Dennis Allen. Right now, you're not getting home to the quarterback. You're just not. Not with your front four. They're not getting home. So what do you have to do? Do you have to stunt more? Do you have to show some different fronts? Do you have to play more five-man fronts? Do you have to bring more pressure? From my perspective, it would be pressure. That would be my first answer. To try to heat up Brock Purdy and force the ball to come out a little quicker. Play more man coverage in the secondary. But that would be one of those answers. And that's what you have to have against Kyle Shanahan, because he can't let him dictate the flow of the football game.
Boy, I wonder, Matt, if he was scared by what had happened at the hands of Jordan Love with, you know, when there was pressure and he ended up in man.
Yeah.
If he just wanted to keep people back, like, I'm sure that kind of thing can happen in a defensive coordinator's mind.
And on paper, you have one of the best man coverers on your defense, but he's not himself right now. So, like, when you're trying to figure it out and say, well, yeah, let's go man, because I got Jalen Johnson.
I got Jalen back.
But this version of Jalen is not the same version that we've seen on film before.
Right, and that could be part of it. And also, you know, Pearsall is a very good route runner. Jennings is a very underrated route runner, very similar to a Jacoby Myers in his play style. Physical player, can work the middle of the field. But also, we don't have Kittle on the field. That's what would have played a little bit more man, right? But, you know, on the flip side of that, though, if you're going to play man, who's your matchup for Christian McCaffrey? You know, there's always ways to counter this, and I always use the term, the last person holding the chalk usually wins, right? When you're having a football discussion. Because they'll have the last answer, right? But from my perspective, I would have been a little bit more aggressive.
The last person on the, I love that. We're with Matt Bowen here on Spiegel and Holmes. Yeah, I mean, look, Matt, they're fifth worst against the run. Are the Bears fifth worst in total yards, but fifth worst against the run? Kind of freaks me out, and I feel like I saw T.J. Edwards guessing wrong all night. But I don't know if I'm supposed to. When I look at those numbers and I look at the running success against them, should I be looking at the defensive line not being stout enough, or should I be looking at the linebackers who I like and admire not making enough plays in the run game?
I think it's both, and you have to include the safeties and the corners too. I mean, if you're going to play good run defense, it's all 11. And look, we saw it 2 weeks ago with Green Bay. And Green Bay didn't have a lot of explosive runs, but they were methodical with the football in moving the Bears off the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts. Can you win at the point of attack? Can you create penetration, A and B gaps? Do you have edge setters in your interior and on the perimeter? And can your safeties play downhill in the alley and tackle? And that's why I went back to tackle. I don't think they tackle well. I just really don't. And that's the first thing. The best defenses at any level, they tackle extremely well. And the Bears did not tackle well the other night. That's where I'd start there. But also front, you're going to have to try some different things. If you can't just line up in a four-man front and stop the run, you have to be different. You have to use different fronts. You have to use early down run pressure. There's things you can do in terms of answers, but you got to get it corrected because you don't want to go into the playoffs and have a team control possession and keep Caleb Williams off the football field in January.
Usually we end up talking draft a lot earlier in the season than we have this year, but put on your draft analyst team builder hat. What position does this defense need?
Edge rushers. I mean, that's the difference. Look what Green Bay did, and I know Parsons is out now, but the move they made to get an elite pass rusher. It's pass rushers. You got to have them. If I'm building the football team right now and defense is the first place I start, and then I go to corner. But it's the pass rusher first.
Let's go back to last year's draft. And I know that we've talked about Luther Burden a couple of times with you. But I don't know if I was expecting him to be this quickly. Like, I expected him to be this. But I didn't expect him to be this quickly. When you compare all of your draft work that you did on him to how he's being used, how have we gotten here as quickly as we've gotten here?
Well, I'll say the first thing, Lawrence, I'll say about Burden, which I love as a former player, is when you get an opportunity like this, when there is an injury, you're going to get more playing time. And also DJ Moore was, you know, working through an illness. That's how you take advantage of that opportunity, right? You talk about putting yourself front and center on the national stage, and when you're seeing an increase in target volume, and to go out and make plays like that, that shows me, one, you're ready for the moment, and also you're prepared for the moment. So that should be a lot of credit to Luther going into that football game. In terms of his traits and what he does, I said from the beginning, this is a great offense for him to be in because Ben Johnson will utilize him as a three-level playmaker. That's what he is. I know he plays receiver, but he is a playmaker. There are multiple ways to get the football in his hands, and like everyone saw on Sunday night, yes, he can stretch you vertically down the field, but look what he can do after the catch. He is absolutely electric with the football in his hands.
With Ben Johnson, we know that he was really rough on Caleb Williams in camp. And then we got the anecdote from Collinsworth on Sunday about how rough, where 26-word play call comes in, Caleb doesn't quite get it, and Ben's like, nah, you're on your own. go out and make the play. His way of teaching this offense with, it seems like he's truly matched up the way that he wants it done with the personality of a competitive player and challenging him in a way that makes him better instead of making him fold.
I agree with that. And this goes back to Ben Johnson's opening press conference when he took the job. And look, we hear these press conferences every year with new coaches. But remember when he said that he was going to make, basically I'm paraphrasing here, but make his players uncomfortable?
Yeah. He said get right? comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes, exactly what he said. And that's what he's doing in terms of his coaching style. It's not, and some players don't accept it and they fail. But the ones who want to be coached, that's the thing. Do you want to be coached? The great ones want to be coached. They want to be challenged every day. They want to be held accountable every day as a professional athlete. And Caleb Williams is showing that right now. I've been around coaches that are very hard, and not just at me, at other players in the football team. Some guys can accept it. Some guys can't. The ones that can't, they don't make it in that league.
Man, it's so obvious. It's so obvious that Caleb wanted hard coaching and is taking to it with a guy he trusts. Like he trusts him and he believes in him. As you say that, I'm thinking about the times that I've heard Ben say that Ryan Poles deserves credit for putting the people together that he has. There haven't been many people who've not taken to Ben's version of hard coaching, are there? That we've heard about?
No, not at all. Because I think that, to your point, Speaks, the trust he has in the locker room. That means everything. I've said it before, trust and respect. That's what you need. You want to have a great player-coach relationship, you need those two things at the start. Because once you have that, then you can coach hard. And then you know as a coach when to pull back. You know, it's a two-way street there. But there's a natural relationship that leads to potential, leads to growth on the football field. And you can't do anything without those two.
Matt, we have a texture that says, sometimes I think Matt Bowen's great mind should be in the NFL, but I'm really glad he's impacting the lives of high schoolers. How about that?
Well, that was very nice.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Not just the ears of our listeners, but the lives of high schoolers. Speaking of that great mind, that was a catch last night,
it
Matt,
was
right?
Not a catch.
Puka Nacua. That's a give that man that catch.
It was a great play by the DB.
It floats in the air for a split second, but he still comes down with it and never hits the ground, Matt. Come on.
I know. Some of these rules, and I'll say this, because most of the rules are designed for the offense to score points now, right? Very hard to play defense in the NFL these days. But in that situation, it goes back to everything. I go back to when, you guys remember the game, the Calvin Johnson play versus the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's sometimes you look at this game and you say, what are we doing? And I think that's one of those situations last night where you said, look, I know what the rule says, but how can it not be a catch?
Thank you.
Yeah, but.
Thank you.
But you would have wanted that call if you were the DB.
I guess I would have.
Because that, the slow-mo of it, of him pulling his hand away from the
amazing.
Ball, is amazing.
Everybody involved is an absurd level of athleticism.
You're right. The throw.
All of it.
Like, it was beautiful play.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
It was incomplete.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, the one thing I'll say, though, about that game last night, that shows you that I think this playoffs is going to be one of the most unpredictable we've seen in a long time. You know, that Atlanta team is playing for nothing, and the Rams are playing for a lot. And look what happened in that football game. Obviously, LA came back and had a chance to tie it late in the football game, but tell me who the favorite is right now.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is either, but San Francisco living at home for the next month seems pretty scary to me.
They do, but my point of all this is that the Bears are healthy. They can make a run in this thing. I don't know what that means, but they have just as much a chance as everyone else to win football games in January.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Let's go.
On that. Matt, as always, we appreciate the time and the education, sir.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, Happy New Year. Matt Bowen and his family right there. Happy New Year to them. Matt Bowen's family was not on the line, just to clarify.
But they're there in support.
They're implied.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
Merry New Year!
That's exactly right. Man!
Good time to watch that movie. And sure, there's some unfortunate blackface in it. But I think that we, like with Robert Downey Jr., we have given Dan Aykroyd a pass because the performance was so brilliant.
Yeah, you know, it's another topic for another time. I feel like the Robert Downey blackface like was the last one where like it was kind of, you can't do it no matter what.
No.
That one was like, there was a levels of self-consciousness and self-awareness and all of that.
And for the most part, the community was like, have no problem because of how layered the concept
of it was. Exactly. So, but you can't even do that anymore.
But the Dan Aykroyd one in Trading Places, it's because we love that movie so much.
Sure.
Because, I mean, that was straight up like grease paint.
Well,
he didn't even do his neck. Like it's, there's a lot going on, but the movie's so damn good. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna ignore the fake dreadlocks and the shoe polish that Dan Aykroyd is wearing.
You watch Blazing Saddles lately?
Love that movie.
See, it still works, but I had to do some explaining on some words.
That's also
to the
high concept
stuff. Yes, there are layers to that. Richard Pryor was a co-writer on that thing.
High concept stuff that's going on.
He was supposed to play the Cleavon Little role.
Yes.
But he did not. But he's a co-writer on that thing. He and Mel Brooks did it together.
Yeah. And then you're like, yeah, this is... They're making a lot of statements, which Mel Brooks did quite a bit in movies.
I remember one time... on this show I referred to, there's a lot of N-words in Blazing Saddles. And what I meant was the words themselves, but it sounds
terrible.
It sounded terrible.
It sounded terrible just then.
Just now. It also sounded terrible. Let's go to break.
Nah, living it.
No. Come on.
I'm
man.
Just messing with you.
Come on, I'm just over here watching the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Coastal something.
Coastal Carolina versus Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, that's right. It's 20-14, Louisiana Tech. They're playing a bowl game like they always do in the middle of a weekday afternoon.
Well, it's bowl weeks. You got these. I mean,
you gotta fit them in, baby.
I want to say Illinois. They're getting ready to start, or they've already started that game down in Nashville against Tennessee. I have to put it up on one of the monitors here.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of college football, there was a very interesting hire in college football today.
It is some kind of special risk, and the head coach was on our air this morning to talk about
it. Yeah, so let's talk about this, because I think it completely changes the way that one should think about this particular program. That's next here on The Score.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.